Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yeah, good to see.
Hey, Sarah, Benji's playing his 300th. What do you think of Cameron Smith playing 400? You played with a great hooker in Benny Elias. What do you think of Cameron and 400?
Oh, he's a freak. Yeah, there's... I mean, every accolade that could have been bestowed on him, Gordy has been this week, mate. I can't comprehend how a bloke who's built like a barbarian or accountant, whatever they call him, mate, but he can play 400 games in the NRL in first grade. He plays just about every minute of every game and throw in the test matches and the origin games, call it 500. And, mate, I've never seen him look fatigued or tired, mate. He's just... I think he's probably the greatest player our game's seen, just for, not for natural ability, but just for durability and a whole heap of other things too, mate. He's just he's a wonderful credit to the game.
Good on you, Ciro, mate. Get out there and finish that gardening, and then you can watch a bit of footy, mate, and it's always lovely to catch up with you.
You want a couple of possums?
Well, mate, there's a couple of wheels here. If you like, want to pop round after you get off air. So I'll let you share around. Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Ciro. There he is, one of the game's greats, Paul Sirenin, joining us on Sunday, Triple M NRL. We are live on the Triple M app. Thank you for listening, and right across the Triple M network too, through the Fraser Coast and down into the beautiful city of Orange through 105.1 Triple M Orange, Toowoomba. Wherever you might be listening today.
Bundaberg, Anthony, say hello to Bundaberg.
Yeah, good day to Bundaberg, everybody up there, a beautiful Bundaberg. And look, while we've got a minute here, look at all this social media about the possum. You caught the possum, Paul. What happened? Where?
Well, I caught the possum. Look, I, as you know, he was in the roof and he was driving me. I was sleep deprived at the end. I was starting to... No wonder I was so cranky all the time.
Are you blaming the possum?
I'm blaming the possum.
Was he been in there for 30 years?
Yeah. I don't think they lived for that long. So anyway, once we got him out of the roof, he moved into a back tree and I don't know, mate, they're pretty messy animals, possums. I don't know if people realise what sort of mess they do, mate. So I thought, look... And as our good friend who rang up here told us, you're only allowed to move him about 50 metres away from your house. So as much as I'd love to have just got him in the car and just driven him off somewhere and not bring him back, I put the trap out and came out the other morning. I put the trap out, cut up some apple, put all the apple in to sort of lead him into the trap. Came out the next morning, trap's empty, and all the apple leading in. So he's eaten all the way up to the trap and stopped. I thought, he's got a long memory, this bloke. He still remembers when I nearly got him in the roof that night and he somehow picked my pocket then. But anyway, so I forgot all about them. The next day I woke up and I hadn't moved the trap. So I walk out and the trap door's down. And I thought, oh, he set it off again, the little bugger. And then I saw him move in the back. He was asleep at the back of the trap. So I had him. So I just took him down the road and let him out under a tree there and... Hopefully, mate, that's where he stays now, and we can all be happy because the mess in my backyard, I got to sweep every day.
Yeah. So. Well, I saw a photo of him, mate. He was a big bugger, wasn't he?
He was a big possum.
Yeah, it was like a cat.
Like a little wallaby or something.
He was a big unit. Yeah, he was the Paul Sirenin of possums. So he was.
All right. Well, that's the end of the possum story. And as far as
hopefully,
we know,
Anthony, hopefully he doesn't come back.
He could be back, Anthony.
He could.
He could be back. Didn't you have a Mexican standoff with him one night outside?
Yeah,
it was a stare down.
He was on the fence. He looked.
You know what? And it was eye to eye.
The joke that never gets old. give us another one. Give us another one. Give me a hot joke.
He is on fire today.
Oh, God.
When the timing's right, Paul, I'll roll another one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, make sure it's not a long time. Make sure it's a short time.
Paul, he's smiling too.
Sunday Triple M NRL, if you've just joined us, Hoops broke the news earlier that Garth Brennan's days at the Titans are now over. Garth Brennan will be dismissed of his duties at the Gold Coast Titans. No confirmation yet as to who will replace Garth.
Well, I think he knew it was coming.
on that, Anthony, I think that you will find for the short term, it's going to be the assistant coaches, which is Luke Burt, who obviously played a lot of football with the Parramatta Eels, and then also a bloke called Craig Hodges, who used to work at the Broncos, Gordy, I think, for a number of years.
Yeah, he did.
So those two will take over just in the very short term. But then you'd be thinking longer term and bigger picture. I think they have to go for Kevvy Walters. That's just my own personal view, but I think Kev's ready for an NRL gig. He's stated that as his desire for a long period of time now, and I just think he ticks all the boxes. What are you laughing at, Anthony? Why are you looking at me
like
that?
You've got to do it quickly.
I'll put one on your glasses. In it. What are you looking at me like that
you
for?
You heard the story about when I had to go to Scandinavia to get my eyes fixed.
Oh, but you made up. Another story. Hello to Ezzy and all his family as well while they're listening.
There's no
no way, no crab eyes.
There's no talk.
Actually, they're a bit closer together. They're like prawn eyes, aren't they?
There's no talk of Phil Economides taking up a role with the Gold Coast.
Mate, listen. Stop kicking them. No one talks about
you. I'm kicking them.
Mate, when your club was kicked out, no one.
Mate,
speaking of
South
kicking,
Sydney, can I more to a march?
Mate,
you guys got more to a march than you do to a game.
Has won 21 premierships. The Gold Coast Titans haven't even won a bloody charity shield. The Gold Coast Titans haven't even won a sevens or a nines.
They
don't
you
compare the Gold Coast Titans to South Sydney.
Mate, it took you 40 to get.
They won the
sevens,
plate, yeah. The Gold
in 94.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that's
don't
what
you
won.
Dare say yeah. They've won nothing.
Yes, there you go.
What was that
sorry,
plate
God.
Called?
Thank you.
It was called the plate.
The sevens plate.
The plate was for the first lot of losers.
Yeah,
so they,
that's right.
They actually were the champion losers.
In the sevens.
In the sevens.
Yeah.
Mm. Mate, speaking of kicking.
Jeff, what was his name? Used to be the...
Jeff Muller.
Jeff Muller, that's him.
Who was he?
He was hugging it. He owned them or something.
Oh, no,
back
Vic,
then.
What about Vic? Wasn't there Vic Folatarek? Remember him? He was.
I don't know, mate. I don't know your dream.
Jeff Muller was hugging
your crushes.
He was hugging all the journos. He's desperate for a friend.
All right, we're going to.
Back when they won the plate.
Speaking of kicking, can we just check? Mate, have you had those jeans in the dryer on shrink for about the last 3 years or what? Did you shoehorn into them?
Mate, listen.
He wraps himself in oil.
I don't know.
Before
I don't
he
know.
Rolls the jeans on.
And he jumps off the roof.
We're going to take a break. We're going to have this discussion off air.
What about your shirtless photo too on your on your media posts? Couldn't you have put a shirt on?
Oh.
Put that up on the website. Put that up on the website. That's embarrassing. Where's your shirt?
Mate, that's a mugshot.
Mate, that's...
All right. Sunday Triple M NRL, let's take a break.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy. For McDonald's. Triple M Footy.
Welcome back to Bankwest Stadium in the beautiful city of Parramatta. Our game this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Match of the day: West Tigers taking on Parramatta. Home game for the Tigers today. Of course, both these sides do use this ground. Panthers 24, Titans 2, Dogs 20, Knights 14, Broncos New Zealand Warriors 18. Oh, we might get a chance to ask the boys what they thought about the draw. Last night. Storm continue on their winning way, 40 to the Sharks 16. And the game we're going to talk about now, the Rabbitohs getting back on the winning list with a 21-20 victory over Manly. And, of course, Kenny, the news coming out of that game, Rabbitohs win the game by a field goal. Adam Reynolds gets one shot at field goal and kicks it. I mean...
You were harping on this in the car.
No, I'm not harping on it, but, I mean, you see people get multiple shots and miss. Adam Reynolds gets one shot, kicks it. It takes me back to the finals last year where he kicks three in one game.
You said to me, Nikarima could have had 15 seconds by himself and he wouldn't have kicked
it. I did not say that. He is a liar.
The thing about Adam Reynolds, what he did, is he, as soon as he knew he was setting up for a field goal, the whole set was geared towards getting him in the right spot on the field with a quick play of the ball so that he had plenty of time from where he wanted to be to take the shot. Brisbane and the Warriors had absolutely no clue how to set themselves up for the field goal. They were all over the shop. They were in the wrong parts of the field. They didn't know what they were doing on some tackles. They were on the left side of the field. They got right-footed kickers. It was just embarrassing that they were so ill-equipped to do that. Like, when you're in the era of professional footballers, one thing they should know how to do is to close out a game with a field goal. there should be – you hear coaches talk about they do sets, and I know the Broncos have done sets all year where they've got 4-minute clock on. Seibold puts a 4-minute clock on. There's a big clock on the side of the training field, and they go through their sets to finish the game, to just ice it the right way. They just completely lost their way, both teams. Both teams. Whereas someone like Reynolds, who's an accomplished field goal kicker, he knew exactly what he needed to do. He knew exactly where he liked to get the ball, what field position he wanted to be in. And to get the ball there, he knew where the tackle needed to be. And he just put them there. It was like throwing darts for him.
He's kicked 18 field goals in his NRL career. And not only that, last night, when you watch it back, Damien Cook actually just had that little split-second hesitation and shifted out of dummy half slightly. So Reynolds actually got it a lot later than expected. And he still had the composure to catch it, set up, ping it straight over. He's a class player, Adam Reynolds. He's great in that situation.
All those people that don't like Golden Point, what do they think of the draw? Because, no, mate, I'm serious.
No, you're right.
But you're sitting there waiting in Nicarima, and then there was no emotion in the players. No crowds either went home disappointed. They sit there and go, oh.
I like the draw. I have to say, I thought it was good.
It's like...
It's like kissing your sister, as they say.
Or it's like getting to the end of the movie, and the television and the power goes out, and you don't see the ending.
Yeah. Well, I haven't kissed my sister, but I've kissed a lot of my cousins. No, honestly.
And what's his name?
mate, you're man of the match today.
Stop the votes. Three Dally M's. Tell us.
We're not even at half time.
Stop the vote.
He's known for going early.
Yeah, you can only get in your own way now, Gordy. I'm going to give you man of the match. But no, look, I have to say, I didn't mind seeing a draw. First draw in three seasons. And look, what's so bad about it? You watch a game of football, went into Golden Point extra time.
The other argument against Golden Point is if we don't have Golden Point, then what we see in the Golden Point period where teams basically try to work into field goal position, we'll begin to see in the final 7-8 minutes of regular time. So I'm with you. The draw can be there. We're still going to have teams who have got the nous to say, okay, we're 73 minutes in, it's 18, or we need to kick a field goal. And it'll turn into a bit of a field goal-a-thon then. I'm for it. Mind you, I don't mind Golden Point. I just think the only thing I don't like is Golden Try. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. But the thing is, Hoops, like let's just say, for instance, you've got a team, say we're 8 rounds into the competition, Melbourne are playing the Titans. One team's coming first, the other team's coming last. In regular time, the game finishes a draw. It's not such a bad result for the team coming last from their supporters' point of view.
Yeah, that's like the old, your auntie would be your uncle if she had a set of cajones argument, Anthony. No, I'm a fan of Golden Point. I don't have an issue with it. We're in the entertainment industry. I think as much as people say, oh, it's just a field goal-a-thon, though, I can't recall too many Golden Point windows and times in games where the crowd aren't right on the edge of their seats and riding the wave. So, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about your auntie, aren't you?
I'm just thinking we're in the entertainment industry, and no one told me that. So you all like the Golden Point. You're all up for it.
I'm not against it. I'm easy. I don't get passionate about it either way. Yeah. I think there's arguments for and against it, which is why we can never solve it to universal agreement that we've all got both sides that we want to sell. The fact is, though, this is the issue. Brisbane and the Warriors need to take a good look at themselves about how poorly they manage that period.
But the Warriors were playing so good. The Warriors were running. They run over 2,000 metres. Nicarima was just running the ball, not passing, running. They have had Darius Boyd defending in spots, and there was gaps everywhere, and they couldn't handle the Warriors on the edges just with running with a few support runners. And then all of a sudden, the last 25 minutes when Nicarim has always been criticised, he just floated back out of the game. But I've got to give Roger Tuivasa-Sheck a rap. He just takes hit-ups. I feel sorry for him. No one moves around him. No one sets up a play like the Roosters to get him into a slot. Every metre he makes is a tough metre. He's always got it. Everybody knows Roger's coming. They all gang up on him and push up, and he makes 320 metres off 31 carries.
I will say that, Gordon. Gee, he needed a real hit with a discipline stick last night. Some of those passes he's trying to offload were just unnecessary, particularly coming out of his own end sometimes. There's one there he gets in tackle, gets the ball out the back of his hand, flips it backwards, just turns the ball straight over.
18 errors they made last night.
How many did?
Oh, you would have come up.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what, in that golden point window when they were locked in the field goal shootout, RTS actually looked the most likely player of any on the field to create something out of nothing.
Yeah.
And he looked a couple of times as though he was going to win it with a try, as opposed to the regulation field goal.
Boys,
Roger made two.
What about this here at Bankwest? There's a documentary being played out on the big screens. Benji Marshall playing his 300th game, standing in the dressing room. The Tigers put this documentary where his teammates walk in and are saying what he means to them. It's the most awkward television you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Here comes the next. Oh, hey, this mum. Oh, this is now. See, as soon as I say that. I get kicked in the ass. So anyway, look, okay, I take all that back.
All right, boys. What we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll regroup. We'll have a look at what else is going on in the NRL, these games today. Important one, this one too. The eight really starting to take shape. And just outside the eight on 2 points is the Tigers. So they really, really do need to win today, the Tigers. But we'll talk more about that as Triple M rocks the footy.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy. Triple M Footy for Ream Hot Water.
Oh, it's an absolute hive of activity in the Triple M press box today. Sunday Triple M NRL with James Triceps Hooper, Paul Kent and Gordon Tallis. And we've got a Canterbury Cup game just about to take place out here. The Magpies.
Playing the Magpies.
Yeah, so have I got that right? Yeah, Winnie Magpies versus West Magpies. So it's a magpie-a-thon here. What do you call a group of magpies?
I know it's a murder of crows.
Yeah, well, but there's not crows out there, Gordon, so that's the only problem. They're magpies. We'll find that out. Anyway, let's talk about some footy. The 2019 Kangaroos Origin Merit Team. I think it's a Parliament of Owls, but we'll just having a little
bit. It's a Parliament of Magpies, too.
Is that right? A Parliament of Magpies. There we go. So we've got the West Magpies up against the Wentworthville Magpies.
Embarrassment of Penguins?
In the Canterbury Cup. Now, don't worry about Penguins and Crows.
Well, same colour.
We're talking about Magpies.
Well, same colour.
The 2019 Kangaroos Origin Merit Team is James Tedesco, Blake Ferguson, Jack Whiten, Tom Trbojevic, Josh Adokar, Cameron Munster, Daly Cherry-Evans, David Clemmer and Josh Papali up front with Damien Cook at hooker. Then the back row, Cordner Kafusi, Jake Trbojevic, and the interchange, Ben Hunt, Paul Vaughan, Cameron Murray and Josh Maguire. That's the 2019 Kangaroos Origin Merit Team. Paul Kent, do you take much away from that?
No, not really. Look, I think it's good you get named, well done, but does it mean anything? No, I think it's recognition for your performances over Origin. But I don't think it'll really drive how Mal picks his Australian team at the end of the year. I don't think, Mitchell Pearce is going to come into it. You'll see other players come into it. I think the fact is that you have to play two Origin games to qualify for that. So some of the guys that only played one will still be considered. It's interesting that Clemmer got there even though he was dropped for game three.
Yeah. Gordon?
He'd be the first front rower that Mal would pick, wouldn't he, Gordon?
Well, you'd think so.
He's an incumbent.
Why didn't New South Wales pick him? Does anybody know?
Oh, well, mate, you're not allowed to ask. They get upset if you ask.
Well, the theory was that...
that he played 13 in a row when he played with a broken
arm.
They wanted to be loyal to the team that won game two. But not only that, there was also a theory that perhaps... he doesn't have enough of a passing game, which to me that just can't be right. That can't
neither
be right.
He's run for more metres than any forward in both games he played.
Wow.
Both games he played in Origin, he ran for more metres than any other forward on the field.
I think you pick a team that people don't want to play against. And if I'm playing for Queensland and you've got Clemmer charging at you, you'd be thinking, oh, here he comes.
Well, look who stepped in when the banter and the sledging was going on between Josh Maguire and
Blake
Ferguson. Look who's the bloke who steps to the fore for New South Wales. It's always going to be the way with Clemmer.
Gordon, do you ever think there's a line that you can't cross with sledging?
Yeah.
There is?
Racist.
Yeah, but you know what? You got
really?
Racist.
Why would you just say that? Because you're politically correct.
No, I just think racism's.
The goal of sledging to actually upset your opponent?
100%. No, that you make, and it's I suppose it's heat of the moment,
you know,
stuff,
what?
Paul.
At least it's not done on a device, and it's not a troll,
And you've got the opportunity.
Hit the inbox. And if someone says something to your face, you just turn around and you hit him with the best right hand or left hook you can.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's
and at least they're bullying each other to their face. And if Fergo was that upset about it, apparently he's been quite, I don't actually know what he was actually saying. You know, too bad. Play on. It's between two blokes. One of them 6'4", Fergo, that's had a fight in the ring. Turn around and job him if you
don't called
like
that a fight, did you?
Well, handbags and 10 paces.
He stood in the ring and he got sweaty.
Do you think, Hoops, that that would affect those two fellas if they had to come together in a representative side? Josh Maguire and Blake Ferguson.
No, I don't think so. I think they'd both be a little bit old school in that what happens on the field stays on the field. Initially, there were some suggestions and I'm not sure if they're right or not. I think they might have been a little bit wide of the mark that there was some racism involved, but I don't think that's correct. I think that it was sledging of a personal nature, but I'm sure...
Yeah, there's two different sledges. I think that I've heard one thing being said and I've heard another one. So between both of them...
That would be two.
Yeah, two. Well, and there's probably somebody else throwing out something else. You mean like now that there's that? So no one really knows what's said, probably other than Maguire and
well, the, I think you'll find
that. I find it ironic, though, that everybody, this world we live in now, you've got to be a politically correct sledger.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? The point of sledging is to actually upset your opponent. But you can only say certain things now because you can't upset him too much.
Mm. But I just think you've got to, like, stay away from... I say stay away from anything racial and the rest of it, you just knock yourself out.
What about his wife?
Well,
you saying about that? What if someone said something to you about Miss Portugal?
Well, I mean, I just fire right up.
You've seen
me.
I tell you what, I've seen you fire right up at other people over the years as well.
Yeah, you've seen
their
me.
Partners.
Make
statements. Hey, and
that's nonsense.
Say things.
What do you think? I think, Hoops, apart from racism.
Like the idea where if you say something to somebody, you've got to take into account that they'll get hold of you.
Yeah.
That should be, but because we removed punching from the equation now, so you can go out and you can say no matter any sort of vile thing you want to a person, and they can't take retribution. That's the anomaly in all this. That by getting rid of punching, you've encouraged all that those little shitty grubby little acts where people say stuff and they'll tread on your hands and pull your hair. We saw a player charged over the weekend for pulling hair. It's just ridiculous. In the old days, at least if you go give a guy a smack in the mouth, if you want to go out and say some things to him, you got to take that into account.
Well, in some cases,
you wouldn't do it.
And you're passive aggressive today because you said, "Can you talk as much about your wife? Because I want to hear so much about her."
That
was a backhanded compliment, sledgy type of thing.
I am always on the. You guys sledge me constantly about my glasses and
my hair.
This is little,
yes, he's got a lesbian's hair.
Well, the other day on the Matty Johns podcast. What's wrong with my hair?
I don't know, but it's not much wrong.
Hey, at least I've got hair. Yeah.
That's a really good comeback.
If you're a middle-aged lesbian, there's nothing wrong with it.
What do you think? I should dye it?
Oh, I don't know.
Or cut it different?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a fade, Anthony?
Yeah.
Get a fade.
Hey,
yeah.
Why don't you
go
get some
hair?
Go
and see one of your old barbers.
Why don't you go and see
one of your old barbers in Redfern and just go short, go like a Sarge haircut.
How do you mean like just crew cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just short and sharp.
The Gold Coast Titans have announced
it's already
that
faded.
The Titans have put out a statement. The Gold Coast Titans have announced that they have parted ways with head coach Garth Brennan.
Thanks, Scoop.
No one at this organisation or anyone involved in rugby league wanted Garth's time as head coach of the Titans to end this way. That's from Titans executive chairman Dennis Watt. However, the results the club has achieved on field this season have not met expectations, and the team's performance in recent weeks has fallen to a level that is unacceptable to board, our members, fans, sponsors and partners. Unfortunately, that has left the club in a situation where Garth remains in the position of head coach has become untenable. So there you go. It's absolutely official now. Garth Brennan is finished as coach of the Gold Coast Titans. Paul, that's it for you today, mate.
It's been a pleasure, Anthony, and Enjoy the rest of the afternoon with these two Pelicans.
We'll catch you on NRL 360. 6-0 already. Wests lead Wentworthville in the Canterbury Cup. That for tyre power. We're going to take a break and come back, and we'll be joined by Ryan Girdler as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.